You are currently, you are currently listening to WRUV 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Excuse me, I had a little, like I had the cough right when I started, and then it just flew up, threw off my whole vibe. So I'm sorry I messed up the station ID there. You're listening to Wild Goose Chase. This is my show. My name is Trevor, DJ Sweet Tea. And Wild Goose Chase occurs on Wednesdays between 1 and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So, you're currently tuned in. Thank you guys so much for listening in. I hope you've been enjoying the music so far. This has been some fun stuff off of my automation. But I've got a few fun songs lined up to play for you guys. We are going to start with a song by one of my favorite bands. They're called Frog. They released an album last year called Grog. Yeah. And it's one of my favorite albums ever. I've really listened to it a ton. I just love all the songs on it. And I think they're gearing up for a new album release. I've seen that on their Instagram. They're also going on a little tour. Unfortunately, nowhere near Burlington. They're going to Dartmouth College, but it's only for Dartmouth students. So if one of you guys knows how I can sneak into that, that would be great. Other than that, if you're trying to go see Frog and you're in the Burlington area, please go to Ithaca, New York, at Cornell University. They're doing a show. I don't know exactly when it is. I think it's in March or April, but yeah, it's going to be a good one. I don't know if I'm going to be there yet. I don't know. I'm still holding on to hope, but it's just a far drive. I think it's like 4 hours or something, and that's just that's just really long, you know? And it's like, I think the show's in the middle of the week, so I'd have to like take the whole day off and probably the whole next day too, because I wouldn't get back until like the middle of the night. So, you know. But, yeah. We're going to start with the song. This song is called Mixtape Linear Notes. Wait, hold on. Let me pull up the full name. I know it looks, it's a little different. Anyways. Mixtape Linear Notes, Variation 7, by Frog. This is a song that I just really like. I've been big into it. It came out last week, I believe. And it's super, super good. Then we're going to listen to a new song by Horse Girl, and then a few other new songs, and then we may switch over and do what I normally do, which is play some fun vinyl. I will be looking deep in the archives when these songs are playing. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. This is Mixtape Linear Notes, Variation 7 by Frog. This one's a good one. I hope you enjoy.
Take it down, touch your teeth, 13 by big star. passion. He's old fashioned in the way he's got me acting out of control again. I just can't be his friend. A bleeding heart will make a mess of things. A falling star will burn up everything when you dance to the beat of a two-step tragedy.
You are currently tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. You just heard Bleeding Hearts by Chaparral, Zella Day, and Jesse Woods. I'm a really big fan of that song. I love that kind of old school country vibe. It reminds me of this album called Golden Ring from a long time ago that I'm a really big fan of. But yeah, no, it's really great. I just love the sound on that. And then just before that, you heard Switch Over by Horse Girl, another great new track. And then at the top there was Mixtape Liner Notes, Variation 7. I've been saying linear the whole show. It's Mixtape Liner Notes, Variation 7 by Frog. I'm just a really big fan of Frog, and I love that new song from them. So that's always great. I've got two more new songs to play for you guys, and then I was able to reach back into my bag of tricks and find a bunch of fun 7-inch singles that I'm really excited to play for you guys. A lot of stuff that I've never heard before, so we're just gonna have to see how it goes. But as of right now, you're going to be hearing Easy by Planet Parlor, and then, oh goodness, I don't know how to pronounce this, The Carnadal by Orion's Belt. Yeah, I like both of these songs a lot. I'm really excited for you guys to hear them. Anyways, here is Easy by Planet Parlor. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. It occurs on Wednesdays between 1 and 2 p.m. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you've been enjoying the music so far. You just heard The Carnadow by Orion's Belt. And just before that was Easy by Planet Parlor. I'm a really big fan of those two songs. I love that last song that I just played by Orion's Belt. I think that the guitar work is just really cool. And it's just like a really fun sounding song. Kind of reminds me of Krongbin or other bands that are kind of that style. Excuse me. Now we're going to pivot to the second segment of my show, my specialty. I've been doing this every week for a good while now, and it never gets old. This is the part where I play random 7-inch vinyl singles that I find in the WRUV vinyl library. We're starting off with something interesting. This is by a local band, or at least it says so on the sheet where... So when we get new records here at WRUV, sometimes DJs will listen to them and write a little review on a sticker and stick it on the outside of the record. And this one says that it's a local band and describes them as the most awesome kings of pop. This band is called Jazz in Hell, and the song we're about to hear is called Egg Hunt. I'm excited for this one. Always love to hear some nice local music. And I have a good feeling about this one. So let's just get right into it. This is Egg Hunt by Jazz in Hell. And again, I've never heard this before, so we're kind of going into it blind. And then afterwards, I'm going to give it a little review. I might try to find some info about the band while I'm listening, but we'll see. Anyways, this is Jazz in Hell with their single, Egg Hunt. I hope you enjoy.
James Stephen Kohala.
You just heard Egg Hunt by Jazz in Hell. That's a local band out of Burlington, Vermont. I wasn't able to find very much. This record, I think, came out sometime in the 90s, this single, I mean, from what I can find online. But there really wasn't a whole lot of info on the band. I don't think they're active anymore. I couldn't find any sort of social media or anything. But that was pretty weird. Yeah, I think it was just a, kind of like a song about being the Easter Bunny, I guess. But, you know, it was interesting. I mean, I don't really know what to say about that. There's not, like, I don't know. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Pretty solid. Anyways, we're going to move on now. We're going to listen to another song that I think is going to be kind of out there. Just as that last song was out there. Oh yeah, you just heard Egg Hunt by Jazz in Hell. Sorry, I forgot to say the name of it. But yeah, so this is another single I found in the back that I haven't heard before, and I haven't heard of this band, but we're gonna see. It's on a pretty major record label, so presumably it's gonna be decent. This is a song by the Afghan Whigs. This is called Hey Cuz. What kind of drew me to this record, picking this one out, was that, you know how I mentioned earlier, if you weren't, for those who weren't listening, or for those who hadn't been tuned in, I'm currently playing a bunch of random 7-inch vinyl singles from the WREV vinyl library, and sometimes when we get new singles, or when we got new singles, it's kind of rare to get them anymore, but, a DJ would listen to them and write a little review on a sticker on it. Well, this one has three stickers, and the first one says, this is from November 10th, 1990. It says, the other album ruled, but this borders on weak. Faster rock and roll with a touch of thickness. Judge Dredd said no. I don't know what that means. But then there's another sticker placed just above that that says, wait, this rules. These guys are great. They break out of the redundant sub-pop sound by using some melody, but retaining a great edge. And the sub-pop there is a reference to the record label this is on, Sub Pop, which is famous for a lot of kind of weird music in the 90s, a lot of good music in the 90s as well. And then the third sticker says, yes, I agree, Chuck. This fits nicely into almost any set and allows your listeners to sit down, relax, get some water, and sew closed any wounds they might have got. They might have gotted doing stage dives off the coffee table. So yeah, I really have no idea what to expect. But there is like a little picture on this the sleeve for this record, and it's four people with towels wrapped around their waists, and their hands are all bloody. I'm not entirely sure what to expect here, but presumably it'll at least be interesting. Yeah, so we're just going to listen to it. This is Hey Cuz by the Afghan Whigs. Yeah, that's kind of all I got to say. Hope you guys enjoy. I hope I enjoy. I hope it's not too crazy. Here we go.
Cause I'm holding, who wants to get high to come to your crawling? Hey, cause can you
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Hey Cuz by the Afghan Whigs, a band which I had never heard of before, but I received a text from my dad, and apparently they were pretty big back in his day. Kind of exciting. But yeah, that was pretty good. I looked it up, and they are from Cincinnati, Ohio, and in the 90s they released kind of grunge-adjacent music, like you just heard. Again, that song was called Hey Cuz by the Afghan Whigs. Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I don't have too much to say about it. It was pretty solid, some fun drumming, and I liked the production on it a lot. But, I mean, I don't think it was, at least I wouldn't return to it. But again, that's just my taste. Before we listen to our next song, I have a little announcement for you guys. This is something that I wrote, like, a year ago, and hopefully you guys will take heed of this. It's important information. As a music listener, your ears are your best friends. That's why it's always important to keep them protected. A recent report from the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders estimates that 50% of U.S. adults listen to music or other audio too loudly in their headphones, and that 40% are frequently around dangerously loud noises during events like concerts and sports games. Thankfully, significant hearing loss is easily preventable. Simple things, like wearing earplugs when you know you'll be somewhere loud, or turning down the volume on your headphones, go a long way towards ensuring you'll have good hearing for the rest of your life. So, when you're rocking out, be sure to protect your ears. This message was brought to you by your hearing-conscious friends at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Again, keep your ears protected, people. I recently got a pair of those loop earplugs. I'm sure you guys have seen them around. They've got a good amount of advertising. And I really like them. So, maybe invest in a pair of those. Just when you're around loud noises, you know. It's good to protect your hearing. Yeah. Sick. Okay. This next song is by Joe Allen in the Shapes. It's called Crying Over You. I don't know in particular why I picked this one. Although... Yeah, I don't know. It was made by Red Lipstick Records, which I don't know a whole lot about, but it should be good. It's a little dusty. Might have a little crackles. But, yeah, it's going to be good. When I return, I will have some information for you about the band. But right now, let's just listen to the song, see if it's any good. This is Crying Over You by Joe Allen and the Shapes. Here we go.
I've been trying to get to you. I found out you were untrue. You spread my name around. You made a fool of me and found. But I've been crying. Do-do-da-do-da. Do-do-da-do-da.
you told me but a pack of lies. All talk and no action, baby, you're a distraction. But I've been crying over you. Honey, what else could I do?
You are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Crying Over You by Joe Allen and the Shapes. That was mid. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I looked up this band, Joe Allen and the Shapes, and I wasn't able to find very much. I was able to find that the single came out in 1980, and they were founded by a drummer named Joe Allen Powell. But that's like it. That's all I could find. Don't know too much about them, but that song was mid. I'm just going to come right out and say it. Not my favorite. I mean, like, it was decent, but it just, like, I don't know. It wasn't really anything special, which is fine, but, you know. This next song is by Starlight Conspiracy, a band which I do not know anything about, but this record is pretty cool. It's transparent. The song is called Big Beautiful Drive-In, which I think is great. I think that's an awesome name. And I'm excited to listen to it. I hope you guys are too. We're going to see how it goes. I will come back with some cool info about the band. So, we'll see. Here you are with Big Beautiful Drive-In by the Starlight Conspiracy. you just heard Big Beautiful Drive-In by Starlight Conspiracy. That song was pretty fun. I liked it. I wasn't able to define too much about the band, except that they are from Burlington, Vermont, so a nice local artist right there. But yeah, that song was pretty good. It came out in 1996. Yeah, pretty solid. I wasn't able to find too much about what the band's up to now or what happened to them. But I'm assuming they're not together anymore, which is devastating. But, you know, hey, it happens. I saved a good one for last. This is going to be my last song of the show, by the way. I know I'm wrapping up a bit early, but I've got to get to my lab, you know? But I saved a good one for last because this one came with two notes inside of the record. One of them is from the label, which I will read out loud for you now. It's Carf Records, by the way, is the name of the label. The band is the Ashley Stove, and the song you're going to hear is called Slow. But here is one of the letters that we received from Carf Records. From March 17th, 1993. Carf Records announces the release of the Ashley Stove's first single 7-inch, Slow. Hailing from Raleigh, North Carolina, this five-piece unit has been together for less than 2 years, but with the addition of ex-Buttsteak drummer William Alphen, a hodgepodge of influences have been pulled together to create a unique crunch-pop sound. Engineering by Gardner Reynolds of Osceola Studios has given the edgy live sound of the Ashley Stove a deeper, more crafted tone. Slow marks a turning point in the Ashley Stove's career, as the release is simultaneous with the theft of most of the band's instruments. Without letting that sort of misfortune drag them down to hopelessness, useless walks of life, they instead re-carved and are ready to contribute to North Carolina's finest alternative breeding hole. So the rest of the prospective music hounds in the area should be on the lookout for the carfters themselves in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill stomping grounds. This is the first release of Carf Records. That was one letter. The second one is way better, in my opinion, because it's written by hand. And here's what it says. Dear Music Director, we'd sure appreciate it if you would give our first release on Carf Records a listen and put it on the air. This is the Ashley Stove's first 7-inch, and the single is the A-side, Song Slow. We would also like to receive your playlist on a regular basis, so please include Carf on your mailing list. We will be happy to send all future Carf releases to your station also. Thanks, Bob C. Carf. That's just kind of sweet. A handwritten letter by the owner of the record label. It's just kind of adorable. And the cover for this is adorable as well. It's a picture of an anteater. And it's just adorable. But I'm really excited to listen to this. I always appreciate, you know, when smaller record labels, smaller bands send stuff to the radio station and really genuinely appreciate when you play them. So I'm really excited to hear this. The song is called Slow. It's by the Ashley Stove. I hope you guys enjoy.
Take me get off the green grass. time the door washes off with soap and water. Portions of my sensibility, where has it gone now? Dragged me across the floor of the circle, came on where I found you tripping.
Just heard Slow by the Ashley Stove. That was pretty good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Again, the Ashley Stove, based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this edition of Wild Goose Chase, hosted by yours truly, DJ Sweet Tea. Please tune in next week between 1 and 2 p.m. on Wednesday. I'll be doing a lot of the same stuff. I mean, not a lot of the same music, but I'll be doing the same thing where I play some new music and then move over and play some fun, just random vinyl singles that I find. So, if you enjoyed listening to some random music that not many people have heard before, please tune in. We'll find some more fun stuff. Yeah, but it's always really exciting, and I always enjoy doing this, so thank you guys so much for tuning in and keeping WRUV afloat. Thank you so much. That's going to be it for me. Please continue tuning in. Another DJ is coming on at 2 p.m., and that is going to be a very good show. So please stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys next time.
Bye.